Welcome to the College Audition Podcast with your host, nationally renowned college audition coach, Tim Evanicki.
Hey everybody, Tim Evanicki here with the College Audition, back again with another episode of the College Audition Podcast. I am so happy today to be sitting down with Ashton Byram, director and professor at the Weitzenhofer School of Musical Theater at the University of Oklahoma. Thanks so much for joining us today, Ashton.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. Thanks, Tim.
Of course. So we want to get to know the person before the program like we always do. So I would like to get a little recap of your training and career before University of Oklahoma and what led you to your time in educational theater.
Yeah. I grew up in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. The School of the Arts is there, as you know, and there's great arts programming for kids in that town. And so I was in community theater and shows with my parents and grew up singing in the choir at church and all of that stuff and did some I was a boy soprano in operas for the School of the Arts. Nothing cooler than being a boy soprano in junior high. It makes you super popular. But it was really a great formative time because it helped me realize that I could do this professionally. I have an undergrad degree from a small school in North Carolina, Catawba College. It's a musical theater degree. Mm-hmm. And that led me to work in summer stock and theme parks and cruise ships. And then I moved to New York and had some great luck. I was there for almost 14 years. I worked I got my equity card at Paper Mill Playhouse doing Secret Garden, and then I was on national tours of Grease, the revival, and did Christmas Carol in New York at Madison Square Gardens for three seasons with Susan Stroman, and the national tour and the Tokyo Company of the Producers, some fun regional work, a tour of Will Rogers Follies, a tour of Fiddle on the Roof. I really like touring. It's super fun. You get to see the world. Someone's paying for your travel, and I worked in Europe. My very first job out of New York was the My Fair Lady tour in Europe, and it was just, you know, I didn't really count on the travel and the adventure, and that's been really formative for me, and so I was very lucky. I got to do a lot of fun things and work with some amazing people, and then I married, and my wife and I wanted to have a kid, and we did not want to be the people with the stroller on the A train, and so we moved to, I went to graduate school at Cincinnati, CCM. I have an MFA in directing with an emphasis in musical theater. And it's really there. I had gone there. We sublet our apartment, and I thought I was going to be moving back to New York. And I really liked being on a campus. I really liked working with the students. That was part of my job as a graduate student. And it really taught me how to run a program. And I really learned about how curriculum lines up and the theories and the strategies behind those and how auditions work. And so we decided to sort of start looking for those kinds of jobs or I was hired at Columbia College Chicago, where I taught for 8 years. I earned tenure there. I was the associate chair of the department. It's a huge department, you may know. Mm-hmm. It's a really big theater department. And so I was there being the musical theater coordinator and the associate chair. And then a colleague of mine here at OU reached out and said that they had a search for the director. And I ended up getting it. And this is the beginning of my fourth year at OU. So I only came to OU as the director, and I'm a professor, and I teach performance, and I direct the main stage shows, and it's been a great move. My program is much smaller than that at Columbia College Chicago, and the faculty are amazing and innovative, and I'm really lucky. And like I said, I have a son, and he's 12, and life is really easy in a college town in Norman, Oklahoma. And growing up in North Carolina, it's a little more familiar than I think I expected it to be, and there's barbecue and sweet tea and all that good stuff. So it's a great location, and I'm really lucky.
Oh, that's wonderful. Barbecue and sweet tea. So right. I'll make sure to mention that to the students if they're looking for that in their college experience.
Right. I mean, it is nice because the college town, I had not been in a college town, and versus going to school or studying in a large city, it's nice to have sort of a off the radar from a big city and just go to school and be on a university campus. And that's one of the things that our students are looking for. If they come to OU, they want a university college experience that doesn't just include a musical theater program.
Right. So you're directing the main stage productions, and which classes are you responsible for teaching?
Yeah, I teach primarily acting and auditioning. And so I teach the junior musical scenes class, and I teach the senior capstone class. And that involves prep for the business and for our showcase / industry week. I also direct on the main stage, as I said. And I also, right now, I'm directing the freshman showcase. I brought that with me. And that's something that we do every year. And I've directed, I was directing on the main stage last year as our first foray into doing a show during COVID. I was doing Songs for New World. So I did not do the freshman showcase, but I do love that. It's a great chance to sort of work with all those kids you've worked so hard to recruit and to give them a chance to learn how to rehearse and what it's like to suddenly, instead of being the big fish in your high school, to be in a pond of big fish and learn how to sort of change the way that you see yourself and to allow yourself to fail and to learn and grow, which I find can be something that you have to frame for freshman students who have been so good. I'm sure you know many of them who are used to getting gold stars and A pluses, and they know how to manage their time and how to live up to expectations. But that can sometimes create less than interesting artists. And so one of the things that we are really trying to give them permission to do is to work hard and try things that are outside of their wheelhouse so that they can fail and grow and figure out what they might do to make that performance stronger or add this technique to their toolbox. And that's why I love working on the Freshman Showcase, because it's a first introduction to thinking about their art form in a mature, grown-up, professional way.
Yeah. So the Weizenhofer School of Musical Theater offers a BFA musical theater. Are there other degrees that are available?
Nope, that is it. The only degree we offer is a musical theater performance BFA. I should point out one of the things that makes us special is that we are a school of musical theater. We are not in a music department or a theater department. We are a school of musical theater, which gives us a lot more ownership and control and over the curriculum and who we recruit and also the shows we do and who our guest artists are. It's really an interesting, unique structure, and it makes a lot of difference. It also makes it, you know, if you run your own school, you've got to run your own school. So my job is a lot of administration and working with the faculty who are so great. And I teach a small amount. So I teach one class a semester because I'm the director of the school.
Right. Right. And that's sort of what the point I was trying to drive home there is, that's a very unique situation. Normally there's the school of music, comma, theater, comma, and dance,
right.
or, you know, it is a partnership between the opera program and the theater program, and you get the musical theater program or something like that. So this is a very unique opportunity where musical theater itself as an art form is sort of center stage, literally center stage at your school. So in addition to that, I always ask all of my guests to give us their elevator pitch, their 60 seconds or less on the program. And I'm not going to time you, but let's try to keep it about 60 seconds and succinct. Why should students be looking at the Weizenhofer School of Musical Theater at the University of Oklahoma?
What makes us unique is that we're our own school, as I was mentioning. We have 9 full-time faculty in the School of Musical Theater, and we are capped at 50 students. There's no other school that's in that size and with that student-teacher ratio. All of our faculty are theater professionals. We're people who do what we teach, and we are really fortunate because we give the students the kind of attention that larger programs can't offer. We are able to really pay attention to their track through the school. A lot of the students sort of call it a create your own BFA, and it's not quite that, but we do have room for independent studies. Students will assist on the main stage shows. There's some choreography projects. We have something called OUMT Lab, where students are working on their own student-driven work and creating projects together. The smallness situated within a large university experience is what makes us unique. Our students want I think a lot of musical theater people feel like you're not allowed to be normal. You're supposed to sacrifice everything and you got to do all this for your art form. And that's true. But you can also go to football games and you can also maybe be a part of Greek life or go do something on campus that has nothing to do with musical theater. And because OU is such a great university, it gives you a chance to be friends with people who are pursuing excellence in their own field. Some schools have great musical theater programs within an okay university. And that's not us. We're one of the best musical theater programs in a top-notch state flagship university.
Yeah, absolutely. And OU, and I have to tell you, I always want to say UO because it's University of Oklahoma, but you go by OU.
The acronym needs work. I'm sorry about that.
So it is sort of your classic, for lack of a better word, Southern university, you know, big lawns and old brick buildings and things. Can we talk a little bit about sort of, you mentioned small musical theater program on a large university campus. What perks does that offer to that, to those musical theater kids, as far as their access to the larger university?
Sure. We are in the College of Fine Arts, and we are one of five schools: School of Drama, School of Music, School of Dance, and School of Visual Arts, along with the School of Musical Theater. The one of the great things about being small is that we don't put fences around our students. Our students are allowed to in the College of Fine Arts audition for the School of Drama productions. They are allowed to audition for the School of Dance Young Choreographer Showcase. Some of them are in the operas that the School of Music puts on. Some musical theater programs prevent their students from participating in other art forms or other productions. And I find that for the real world, there's nobody telling you that you can only be in musicals. And certainly for musical theater actors, it's important that they are in as many other forms of acting as possible. There's a great section of acting for the camera. There's a lot of film work in Oklahoma. A lot of our students get a lot of experience doing that. But more broadly, a lot of our students are involved in student government, student activities across campus. Some of them are involved in the university Greek system, sororities and fraternities. There's time for that. It gives them access to what it's like to go to college for the rest of the population, kids who are there studying in their own majors, who aren't in rehearsals every night. A lot of our kids have friends across campus, which is, it's great because you're going to be so busy for the rest of your life. It's nice to be able to experience what a university like this can offer that's not mm-hmm. just musical theater.
Mm-hmm. And so there are ample opportunities for your MT majors to minor, or is there a potential to double major as well in non-musical theater areas?
Yeah, thank you for asking about that. A lot of our students minor, and several of them will double major as well. We had a student who's fantastic who's was a major in musical theater and history, and it certainly takes a lot of time to do that and to manage that. We have other students who we have a nonprofit management minor. Lots of kids are interested in. We also have an exercise science minor, which leads to great sort of side gigs as an actor, which is good. The university has lots of offerings. Also internationally, I should mention, we have 150 study abroad programs with the College of International Studies, but also the School of Musical Theater offers three separate study abroad musical theater opportunities. So we go to Arezzo, Italy. OU has a campus in Arezzo, Italy. We go to South Africa every 3 years, and we have occasionally we send students to Hamburg, Italy. We have a lot of great, we have a great track record of students working in that market in Germany. So we have students going in December to audition for stage entertainment. For example, the Tina in the Tina Turner Company in Hamburg is our alum, Christina Love. Wow. And so she's doing that role there, and she's an amazing talent, and she's from Houston, Texas, and learned German and has done several shows over there and has made quite a career, and she can sing anything and is a German musical theater star.
Amazing. That is so wonderful.
It's cool.
So we're getting really excited and talking about all the cool things, but let's take a step back now and talk about freshmen coming in to OU Musical Theater. Let's talk sort of about their track, what it looks like starting freshman year and going through 4 years.
Sure. The freshmen will come in, and they are in a stagecraft class, lighting, costumes, or scenic design. They're working crew backstage. They are allowed to audition for performances and will be cast occasionally, but the freshman showcase is their main performance in the fall. They will be in Ballet One, likely, unless they place higher. They will be in music theory. They will take their acting classes. The first 2 years of acting tracks, of the acting classes, they share with the acting majors in the School of Drama, which is great. So they are over there in the School of Drama taking character study and scene study, and then they will audition for the advanced acting classes, just like the acting majors are encouraged to do, to take acting for the camera or combat. But the freshman year will also include an audition class in the spring. We really believe in providing that training early because a lot of our students work in summer stock and will be auditioning for professional stuff during the summer. Many of them are off working all 4 summers. They'll also be taking gen eds as well. And again, as I said, working crew. And a lot of them find that they are able to come in with a lot of AP credits. And so sometimes that's when they can start thinking about a minor or a double major. That doesn't usually start until sophomore year. And then, of course, they're in private voice. We offer 4 years of an hour-long private voice lesson every year. So they'll be in that. I think that sort of covers it. And whatever, depending on the dance level that they start, that they come in with, we are able to level and do a placement. So some of them are beginning dancers, and some of them are quite incredible dancers, and they may be in a Jazz 3 class. We have extensive tap training. We're really known for tap dancing. Lynn Kramer is one of our faculty members who's arguably the best tap teacher in the country. We have Tap 5. So our kids know how to do that, and it's incredible. I know, Tap 5. Who has Tap 5? We do. So a lot of the kids will start. It's ballet in your first year. If you are a more advanced dancer, you can also add jazz and tap. And then, of course, your acting class and your singing voice lessons and theory.
And how does one level up in the dance? That's a question that I'm getting a lot this year.
Sure. So we have, and we with our pre-screen videos, we can sort of tell what levels you're probably going to be in. But we also have a placement day, which is the Friday before classes begin, just to sort of double check and see, you know, because some kids have had a whole year of training since we've seen their auditions. And so we want to make sure that we can acknowledge and they can feel seen and that everything is sort of up to date as far as what we've assessed them to be and where they are. So some students will come in with really strong ballet and jazz, but maybe they haven't tapped. And so they would go into tap one. Our tap levels, as I was saying, go up to 5. Our tap one is quite an advanced level of tap. We do have a tap foundations and a jazz foundations class as well for students who have not taken any formal dance training. And we're very fortunate. We're known for really strong dancers, but they're actors who sing and dance.
Wow. Wonderful. And you mentioned a freshman showcase. Beyond that, talk about performance opportunities. We'll talk about freshman showcase a little bit more and then take us through the performance opportunities on campus.
Sure, sure. The freshman showcase, we build in 4 weeks on the freshmen that have come in. So we have 11 freshmen this year, and we've built the show around them. And they are featured with solos and trios and duets and group numbers. It's sort of a mix of contemporary and older styles of musical theater. Of course, the new students love the newest things on Broadway. And we've had a great time this year sort of tying in. Some of our alumni are working in Jagged Little Pill and Six, and so we're doing numbers from those shows, which is great. And then we will perform that this weekend. And parents come into town, and it's a big way to celebrate sort of their stepping into their spot in the program. And our freshmen are incredible, so it's going to be a big day, which is awesome. We have two main stage musicals that we share in the university theater season. Besides the School of Visual Arts, which obviously is not doing a live performance, there are two straight plays, two operas, two dance performances, and then two musicals. We also have a third musical that I helped create called a Downtown Series Show, which is more of an off-Broadway studio-sized performance. We did I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change in Downtown Norman last spring. We did Into the Woods the year before that in a found space. This coming winter, we'll be doing A New Brain at the Oklahoma Civic Center. Jerry McIntyre is coming in to direct that. He's a Broadway vet and a regional director and choreographer, so that'll be exciting. So this fall is She Loves Me, and that opens October 15th. And then in the spring, we're doing Pippin, which opens April 1st. And that's generally, there's usually something that feels a little dancier, and then there's something that might feel less about that and more sung through. But over 4 years, we're really trying to hit as many genres and styles as we can. So the students who are in the shows and even those who are just sort of around it are learning about those different parts of our canon. And we are really trying to serve the kids we have. But we are also aware that sometimes you do things that are going to stretch you and push you. And more importantly, we're trying to help them get things on their resume that are helpful to them.
Mm-hmm. And a senior showcase?
Senior Showcase, we call it Industry Week. It's one of the things that makes us the most different. We take students to New York for a week of auditions and meetings with casting directors and agents. We've done that for a long time. I should point out, our school is only, it's going to be 20 years old. So the School of Musical Theater is relatively new compared to some other musical theater programs. And there's a lot of great schools that do the, I call it the Showcase Under Glass at 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock at the Avenelli Studios, and those work well. For us, we love the fact that we're able to connect students to those people and have them talk and meet and be in an audition, have that agent or casting director ask them questions or give them a note or ask for something different. The challenge with a Showcase Under Glass, quote unquote, is that you don't get a chance to meet or talk. You are just doing your song and a half and you're doing a group number and that's it. And so there is no chance to form a relationship or try something else or take a note and show how well you work in the room, which is so important. So they don't really get a chance to know our students if we were to do that. What we love is that we can over a course of 4 or 5 days, they have many appointments. Perhaps it's at Pearl Studios or wherever we are, and they're in the same room, and someone from Telsey's coming in or an agent's coming in, and they are getting a chance to do this several times for several days. The other thing that I love as a teacher is that they are adding to their performances that they've worked on. So it is not sort of frozen. They're able to work and think on their feet and show that. And the other thing is that I know so many students who, you know, put all 4 years and so much pressure on that one day of showcase. But what happens if you get strep throat or you lose your voice or something feels like you've twisted your ankle and now it's all, you know, gone to pot? I think that our students love they get another chance the next day. They get a chance to add a note to the song that's worked out really well, or they can say, oh, you know what, this song isn't going well. I'm going to change songs or do something else in my rep. They're very prepared for these. We work all year preparing for the kinds of material that they would do. One of our other faculty members will be there playing for them, so it feels much more like an appointment audition. I'll be in there with them and sort of helping to connect the conversations. But really, our friends in the industry are the ones that are asking them questions and getting to know these future colleagues, so that, you know, and often our kids are getting signed by the end of the week or getting sent into auditions or getting sent sides because they have an appointment, because they've already proven that they can work and what their skills are. So you don't have to have these sort of pre-screen call in later. They're getting a chance to go right in the door. And it really is, it sets us apart. It gives them a chance to show who they are and meet and create a working relationship in a way that's very real world and applies to their career.
If you had to estimate a percentage, what percentage of your students would you say are signed by the or from that week?
Well, it depends. I mean, we've had half the kids get signed. Some of the kids, all of them will have either an agent or a manager or an appointment. There are years when everyone gets signed. I think it just depends. This last 2 years, we have done a digital showcase of that. So this is my fourth year. I've taken them to New York once because of the pandemic. And so our kids in the spring of 2019 had great luck. And then these last 2 years, we've done digital showcases, which have worked out beautifully. And many of them have been signed and gotten great agents from that. And we will probably keep a digital version of our showcase in some way, because we've gotten great feedback from the industry folks who really appreciate being able to go back and look and refer, or in 3 months go back and look and find things. It's just been a great new addition. The technology that we've all had to get used to has really paid off. We created a beautiful showcase website, and the agents, we're still getting people looking at our showcase from May now. And so it lives, and we put a lot of money and production value in that and make sure they are filmed beautifully and show off well. And then that's just a starting place. It links to their websites and they can go and continue their connections with that person from that digital format.
It's so crazy to me how the showcase format has changed so much over COVID that I think the changes are going to be permanent, because I think even though it's one way that everyone has done it forever, I think COVID sort of opened the eyes to see how many positives there are in changing it and doing the digital version or having a digital version available. And I'm interested to see sort of what happens as we all slowly start to come back. So
sure. I think there's a whole lot more submissions and video auditions. Those first initial auditions seem to be happening online still. And I don't know why you would change that, especially if you're able to, if you're out of town and you can just submit it. You don't have to fly back to New York for an audition in the same way that we used to have to do that.
Right, exactly. Can you chat a little bit about some notable alum or faculty that we may have heard of?
Absolutely. We're very fortunate that our alum are working all over the place. I mentioned six earlier. Adriana Hicks, who's playing Catherine of Aragon, is one of our alums, and she's done great work. She was in Color Purple. She was in Aladdin. She's worked all over the place. And we're so excited that it's finally reopening. The pandemic closed them down before their opening night. Iris Minas, who was in Jagged Little Pill, is also playing Anybody's in the West Side Story film by Steven Spielberg. They are one of our alumni. Eloise Kropp is another alum who's also in that film. She's playing a jet girl. We have several kids on the Hamilton tours. We have folks that have been in Hello Dolly and Broadway and on national tours. We have kids that have been in Mean Girls. Daryl Tofa graduated 3 years ago. You may have seen him on the Tony Awards. He was in the opening number and in the other awesome number by Daniel Watts. We have kids working all over the place. I mentioned Christina Love. We've been very fortunate that a lot of our kids are having real acting careers, the journeyman sort of gypsy life. So we're very fortunate. The faculty that I mentioned earlier, I'm someone who's had a lot of good luck. I continue to perform and direct. A lot of our faculty continue to perform and direct. We're lucky in our location. We are close to Lyric Theatre of Oklahoma, which is in downtown Oklahoma City. We're like 25 minutes south. The Oklahoma Philharmonic is the major symphony orchestra here. And those two entities, along with City Rep and some other companies, are ways that our students and faculty continue to do what we do. My summer of 2019, for example, Lyric Theatre had a great season, and often our faculty are directing or are performing in those shows. And they did Titanic, and I was fortunate enough to be in Titanic, also with two other faculty members and two students who had just graduated. I had never been in a show with my students, and to have that happen, and to suddenly, they kept saying, oh, I guess we're colleagues now, you know, and having a good time with sort of crossing that bridge to becoming professional actors. And so there's a tremendous amount of pressure to be performing with your students, but such a great challenge and a lovely way for us to work together professionally. And it's an equity theater. I auditioned for Lyric when I was in New York. The Philharmonic also produces a Christmas show that two of our faculty members are sort of in charge of. One is the chorale director, one is the director choreographer. They bring in a New York musical theater star every year. This year it'll be Rachel York, and she will be performing with 19 of our students on stage in their Christmas show. It's a gorgeous production. Nikki Renee Daniels has been down here. Max Von Essen was here. Kelly O'Hara. It's really fun because they're working their butts off, but it is a concert style performance, and our kids get that experience and get to work with someone who's had quite a career, and it's a lovely connection and just another way for them to be working and to build their resume before they leave. We're also, as you can imagine, close to Music Theater Wichita, close to Dallas and Fort Worth. We have a young lady who just finished Grease at MT Wichita, and she's going back to play Viola in Twelfth Night in November. Another student just finished Chicago at the Muni. We have a couple of other smaller theater companies where kids are working right now if they're not working in shows on campus. We're fortunate, and I think that professional work, the level of that and the amount of that is surprising if you're not from Oklahoma City, and I think that's one of the things that really sets our location apart, because you're able to have professional work. We bring in amazing guest artists, but we are training you to get the heck out of Oklahoma. So we understand what it's like to have the chance to be off the radar. I often say that if I was in school in New York City, I would never show up to class. But our kids are getting to work with those industry leaders and finish a really rigorous degree and learn about so many of the other things that our Liberal Arts Foundation offers. They're smarties. Our kids are not just kids who just get the highest test scores, but they're curious, and they are people who want to change the world. We have a lot of students who have activist hearts, who have been very engaged with this last year and a half and the way that our world has changed. We're really proud of them, and they challenge us. And it's an exciting place to be, and it's also a great place to just go to school and then go join the industry and have sort of the best of both worlds.
Yeah. So you set up a really great segue there. Thank you so much. I have a lot of students that come to me and say, I want to be in New York City for college, or I want to be in a big city for college. But I don't know that I've ever had a student come to me and say that they want to be in Norman, Oklahoma for college. So can you tell me a little bit about the area and student life, and, you know, why should a student choose a school in Oklahoma?
Absolutely. Well, it's useful to know that the majority of our students are not from Oklahoma. Our entire sophomore class, they're all from out of state. I think out of we have 46 kids in the program right now, and I think three of them are from Oklahoma. The rest of them are from all over the country. We have kids from New Jersey, from New York, from Seattle, from Colorado, Florida, Georgia, California, many kids from California. I think they feel it's on the way to New York, and so it makes sense to be here. The reason that I think you come to Oklahoma is because of the training and the kind of school you want to go to. Our connections and our consistency with our alumni success proves the program's working. We're consistently listed in the top programs. We're also happy to not be in a major city like New York or Chicago. I think that you want to go to a school where you're going to get the kind of attention that you want. You're going to get the opportunities that you want. With 46 kids, lots of kids are getting cast multiple times a year. And that's something to think about. Our freshmen are getting cast. And OU, the university life, as I was saying, you know, the football team is sort of like the Yankees. They almost always win. That's always fun to go to. I had not been a big sports person before I got here, but a lot of our kids really want the university experience, and they want to be able to train in a small program, a conservatory style program. And we're one of the few programs that can offer that hybrid. And I think that it's something to really consider. Our kids, the story I always say is my first week here, coming from a very artsy-fartsy school in Chicago where there were no sports and there was no green campus, the kids at the end of the first week of my acting class were asked me if I was going to go to the game that weekend. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? And I was like, do you guys care about the game? And they're like, oh, yeah, we all go. And I was like, where have I landed? And then I was like, of course, you've chosen this school because you want to go do stuff besides just musical theater. And I think that I've said that a few times, but I think the thing that really points to is that they're interested in being really well-rounded people, which makes them better artists. It makes them more interesting. They're able to talk about more things. They are curious about the other things besides musical theater. And so they want to go. I mean, I was at the game last weekend and it was an awesome time. And there's 85,000 people in the stadium. And the state song is Oklahoma, which if you don't know that and you arrive on campus and the bell tower's playing it four times a day, you're like, well, that's a show tune. What's happening in Oklahoma? And so all 85,000 people are singing Oklahoma as the band, the Pride of Oklahoma. The Pride of Oklahoma has 300 members and they march across the campus. And then there's the Sooner Schooner, which is the horse and buggy that goes around the field every time they have a touchdown. It's awesome. It's hard to describe. It sounds sort of hokey. And it does not certainly mean that everybody's like, I love football. That's why I want to go to OU. They like the idea that they can be a part of a larger community. The OU alumni community is huge. Our alumni community in New York is huge, but it's really fun to go to a school where there's a university that it just is not just your program. It's the whole life here. And there's a campus in downtown Oklahoma City for the medical campus and the medical school. And there's a campus in Tulsa. There's about 28,000 students on campus here. And then there's 46 students in the musical theater program. So thinking about all that there is to do on campus and the ways that you can be a part of our life here is really fun. And it was unexpected for me too, but I have bought the t-shirts. I'm all in and we're having a blast. And we're allowed to do more than just musical theater in our lives. We're allowed to be full humans. And I think that sometimes we forget that as musical theater artists. And that's one of the ways our students, one of the reasons our students choose this school.
That's great. Let's shift gears and talk about the audition process for University of Oklahoma. First question, do you pre-screen?
We do.
Okay.
And I want to point out, we pre-screen, if I can, I want to just interrupt because it's also, not only is it easier for us to make a cut and see the kids who are going to do really well here, but it's also about access. The get accepted is cheaper than a plane ticket. When I got here, they used to have everyone come to campus at Oklahoma for a callback. And so now we do the pre-screens because we're able to see students all over the country. We do dance callbacks and every other callback all over the country, which is the main reason. It's actually a lot more work to review hundreds and hundreds of pre-screens than it is to go have faculty go here and there and yon and then invite folks to callbacks. But it's really helped us with our accessibility. It makes us, we're one of the most diverse musical theater programs in the country, which I think is surprising considering our location. Over 40% of our students are BIPOC students. And that's something that we value and want to continue. And we are able to do that because of pre-screens, not because of the video format. So I just wanted to point that out.
Great. How many pre-screens do you receive on a regular year? And what is regular with COVID?
But yeah, on a normal year. Yeah, right. Well, last year, our numbers didn't go down. We're about 500 a year. So we cut down to about 120 from there. And we see students on campus and virtual. This year will be on campus and virtually. We also see them at Moonifieds and CAP. And we do Unifieds in New York, Chicago, and LA. And so we make a big cut because we want to spend a lot of time with them in their callback. We are interested, much like I was talking about for the showcase week, we're interested in can they take a note? Do we want to work with this student? Do they want to work with us for 4 years? We want to give them a real sense of what it's like to study with us. So their callbacks are 15 minutes long. We have a dance callback usually at the end of the day in the Unified cities, and we'll do a dance callback here. We've done them virtually too, but we want to see if students can think on their feet. We want to hear other material. We want to have them do their monologues. We want to give them notes and directions and give them a chance to ask us questions. We don't want to spend 3 minutes with them. How can you choose someone for your program if you've only heard them sing for 3 minutes? Right. I don't know how you do it.
So from, you said about 500 pre-screens?
Yes, 500.
How many of those do you then see live?
120-ish.
Okay.
So we cut down, we score them. Every faculty member reviews every video. We have deadlines for ourselves, and we get together and we talk. We make the big cuts and big decisions, and then finish those auditions mid-February, and then come back to campus and have our big discussion. We have usually narrowed it down to about 60 kids on the final list, and then we whittle it down. If we're looking for a freshman class of 11 or 12, we may have 16 or so that we say yes to. And I mean, that's a huge cut, but we really are careful with our audition process, because it means so much to us, because we want them to feel like this is a good fit for them and that they're going to do well here. We don't have cuts. Right. We don't do that. We feel like if you're good enough to get in, you're good enough to graduate.
Great. And other than on campus, you said you do Unifieds. Is there anywhere else where students have the opportunity to audition?
Students would have the opportunity to audition in New York and Chicago and LA. We have occasionally gone to smaller things. We just feel like that we're so findable because of the virtual nature of some auditions now. When Moonifieds is in Dallas, we're at Moonifieds. When CAP is in Atlanta, or still virtual this year, we've gone to Atlanta. So, and we have lots of students from that part of the country as well. So it's a good fit for us to do those five events. And then we have an on-campus date in January and two virtual audition dates, one in January, one in February.
And you said that you sort of aim for a class of about 12, is that correct?
Yes, so we're capped at, our bylaws say that we can't have a program of over 50 students total. So each class is very small. It's 11 or 12 students in a cohort that moves through the program together.
Wonderful, wonderful. So how does a student stand out and be one of those 12? The talk about what you're looking for in the pre-screen as well as in the live room. Well, you know, what are the things that you're looking for?
Sure. We are looking for kids who understand what their strengths are, have some idea of the roles they might play. Everyone has to be a strong singer. Our philosophy is that we are looking for actors who sing and actors who sing and dance. Not everyone's a strong dancer, and we are certainly looking for students who have flexibility and an open ear in the work that they're doing. We are looking for kids who can be... who can take a note in that callback situation. One of the things that I often, when I do masterclasses or workshops about college auditions, is I advise students to practice taking notes on their work so that it doesn't become shellacked and frozen in time, because everybody can do two songs and two monologues well. That's not the art form, though. We want to see how people can grow and how they can, if they are not transforming as fully as they might, and we offer some direction or another thought, can they take that note? Can they add to their performance? And that's a real test. I'm curious, I often will say, what are you most looking forward to improving upon when you get to school? And I ask that question because I want to see if they have a sense of what they're good at and what they're still challenged by. Our whole industry is understanding that, right? Where do you fit? What are you good at? How do you show that? And what stories are you trying to tell? And so I want them to have a sense of themselves. And of course, that's going to change. But how do they work in the room, on their feet? That's what we're looking for. And we're looking for lots of different things. We have kids who have not had much formal training, who have been singing in church. We have kids who have been dancing their whole lives, but just picked up singing and acting maybe in high school. And all of the variety in between. We also have kids who've grown up working at the Muni. So there's a wide range of variety, and we're trying to not be a cookie cutter school because we're small. We don't have to do that. So we don't have six kids who are exactly the same type or with the same abilities. We have 11 unique individuals, and they may be competing amongst each other and with upperclassmen for certain roles, but you won't come here and feel like it's a factory. We don't want to be that.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So my last question, what are some things coming up this school year as we're getting back into classes and some sort of sense of normalcy? What are some things that you're looking forward to?
I'm really looking forward to, as I mentioned, the freshman showcase. We have everyone in the program is vaccinated. We have been doing lots of protocols and lots of precautionary actions to keep people safe. We're doing She Loves Me with masked backstage, but unmasked performances, much like the Broadway. And so I'm looking forward to that. We have a gorgeous cast. The music is so sublime, and it is just the delightful musical that we all need after this tough year and a half. So we're looking forward to a love story and a jewel box of a musical. I'm looking forward to our guest artists who are coming. We have some amazing folks. We have Chris Kettner, who's a Broadway producer, will be here seeing She Loves Me. Devin Onjenki, who is a regional choreographer and director and also a Broadway veteran who runs Live and In Color Theater Company, will be here. Roberta Dushak, who's a buddy of mine from Chicago, who is the music supervisor for all U.S. companies of six, will be here in December working with our students. I look forward to working with our students every day in class. They are surprising and incredibly smart. They challenge us all the time. We're so glad to be here in person and to have a way forward to continue doing what we all love. That's what I look forward to every day. It makes my job really hard and the best job I could possibly have at the same time.
That's so great, Ashton. So if students have more questions about the program, what's the best way that they can get a hold of you?
They should go to our website and also check out our social media. We're on Instagram and Facebook, and the website is musicaltheater.ou.edu, and all the contact information, my email is there. I'm happy to answer questions. I try to be as accessible as I can be. I know that demystifying these pathways to auditions and to success, it's intimidating, and I always say God love those parents whose first child decides to go into musical theater, because as I'm sure you know, they're like, I have to do what? You can't just go and apply and get into an English major. It's a lot. But we want you to do well. We want to help answer your questions. So please reach out if there's questions you have about the program or if there's additional stuff. Our YouTube channel is full of performances that might be helpful to your listeners. We're really excited about what we do. We do it really well, and we're proud of our program.
Amazing. Well, I will continue to send students your way. And once again, thank you so much for sitting down with us today and sharing about your incredible program at the Weitzenhofer School of Musical Theater at the University of Oklahoma.
Thanks, Tim.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. For more information on the exciting training, workshops, and masterclasses offered by The College Audition, please visit us online at www.thecollegeaudition.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok.